In Igeres Gimel, the Balatanya talked to us about, he mentioned the concept of Yichud Kudshabrichu Shchinte. The fact that when we perform a mitzvah, that we create an entire new flow of energy from HaKadosh Baruch Hu into his system of that he structured the world, right? And that's the purpose of L'shem Yichud Kudshabrichu. So it reminded me of a phenomenal controversy that took place in the times of the Nadav Yehuda. The Nadav Yehuda, Rabbi Cheskel Shraga, who was Rav in the city of Prague, was one of the greatest Paiskim of his time, of all time. The Divrei Chaim of Sanz was a wild chusid of the Nadav Yehuda, to the point where in Sanz they didn't say L'shem Yichud. They left out those words. They said, they started each one of those paragraphs where we say L'shem Yichud, they started with the section that says, Hineni Mochen Umzomen, I'm prepared to do the mitzvah. The words of L'shem Yichud, out of respect for the Nadav Yehuda, they didn't say those words. The Nadav Yehuda writes a very, very sharp tshuva. We're just going to learn the first paragraph here, and then we're going to go to the richness of the Ber Maim Chaim's response to him. Is a life-changing tshuva about the intent of Yichud Kudshabrichu Shchinte, what that means. Let's first learn the first paragraph, and then we'll go to the response. So he begins here in Simon Aleph. Pekachti Eina, writes the Ber Maim Chaim, I opened my eyes, very easy, and I saw Bechibur, in the Sefer of Hagoyin HaGodol, I'm a first of the famous, well-known genius, Tzadik V'Yosheru, very respectful. Reni Rav Cheskel Segal Lando, Abed Resh Masifte, the Kiddush Kadosh of Prague, Mash Herich Shom B'Lashoni, he has a long tshuva, V'Gova Libay L'Davi Gavaya, and he uplifts himself to speak words that are suggesting words that are too high. V'Atek Mepiv Yotzu L'Negoye B'Meshich Hashem, and he released words from his mouth to touch the anointed of God. Kore Tagar Al Tzadik Yazman, and he calls out complaints against the tzaddikim of our time. V'koydolam yachad, and the Nadav Yehuda includes them all. Lachlifam b'poishim chas v'shol. The Nadav Yehuda uses a very clever melitza. He writes there, tzaddikim yelchubam, tzaddikim will walk in these ways. The pasuk says, v'poishim yikoshlubam, and those who do averis will stumble in them. Instead of that, the Nadav Yehuda inserted the words v'chsidim yikoshlubam. In the times of the Divrei Chaim, somebody wanted to change it back. They reprinted the Nadav Yehuda. He wanted to change back the word chsidim to poishim, right? So the pasuk would read as it's written. So the Divrei Chaim said, I've spent my entire life to turn Peshim into Chassidim. You want to go turn Chassidim back into Peshim? He said, no way. Leave it the way it was. Anyway, he goes through Ukvar Niva Navi Ha'emes Alzeh Sheyem Rukeinu Mashiach Tzidkeinu. The truth is, he says, that the true prophets prophesied already about this, about Mashiach. But Amrei, the prophet Yeshaya says, "Ves poishim nimna," they will count them as poishim. V'sayim alzev huchata rabim nosu lepoishim yafkia. Because shine, it's an insult here. Because they mechtove nicker, but from the walls of his letter, it's very clear. Shle yarod bezel lekante, that his intent was just to chepper, to tease. Because normally the Nadav Yehuda in all of his writings, the way the Nadav Yehuda normally goes is he delves into all of every source that you find in the Poskim and in the Rishonim. But when it came to this case, he didn't go into the depth of the halacha. because he came to anger, he made a mistake. And because of that, when it came to this Shaila, he missed open Gemaras. And open halachas kasha nevar, as I will explain. First, I will quote from him. I'll show you where he went wrong. So now go to Perek Dalet, which is on Simen Dalet, Tanshin Pei Tes. The version I have here is in the back of the Ber Maim Chaim's Sefer that he authored on Tefillah.
Oh, maybe that's where mine is.
Yeah? It's called Shar HaTfila. Simendal. Ve'olam writes the Ber Maim Chaim. Kolin is Gadena. Everything I mentioned till here. Ha'koyelu l'kavonas ha'mitzvah atzma. It's all about the mitzvah itself. Shehu ha'kavon alotzeis ba'asiyas oysa mitzvah. That is how one can properly fulfill the mitzvah. Mitzvah is b'yroi. The mitzvah of his creator, shetzivo b'kach b'mitzvah saseh, that the commander commanded him to fulfill one of the positive mitzvahs. V'amnam, hakavona b'inyone ha-mitzvah. But when it comes to what we're supposed to have in mind, conceptually about the mitzvah, v'taima and its reasons, v'oira and its illuminations, hine zeh inyan acharu. So he's basically in the first three Simonim here, he argues about what kind of intent is required with regard to the actual performance. But here, when we're dealing with the reasons, he says, you can't ignore. What he's saying is, doing the mitzvah itself is not enough. The mitzvah also requires that one delve into the reasons. Where do I know this? Nilmad Megedushin. Tavshin Sadik, because this we learn from the laws of divorce. That a person needs to explicitly say, l'shem krisis, that he's doing it for the sake of divorce. L'shem gerushin, kiniska l'maylev, who teich inyan ha-mitzvah, that's with regard to the mitzvah itself. So he brings a very familiar proof to it. We know this because we say this in the Haggadah every year. Comes from Gamaliel and says, anybody who doesn't say these three things has not fulfilled this mitzvah. And these are the three things. Pesach, Matzah, Mar. What is mentioned in those three things? What are those three things about? Right, we go into the reasons. We eat the Pesach because Hashem skipped over the homes. We eat the matzah because Hashem revealed His presence and the dough couldn't rise. We eat the maror because they embittered the lives. Right, those are all reasons. To say with one's mouth, pnimius tame hamitzvah hem v'nineim, the deeper reasons of the mitzvah. What's that all about? Why would Rav Gamliel come along and say that a person needs to verbally articulate and understand the reason for the mitzvahs? So it proves. It seems that even the Gemara says that a person needs to pay attention to the reasons. Shalayasa mitzvahs kegoylem, that we not do the mitzvah like a robot. Las Yisrach HaVushin in Stavolim. It's not enough to just know that we were commanded. I'm doing it just because I was commanded. Kim l'shmaya lohavim b'inyana v'tam p'nim yusa. We're supposed to go into a deeper, the reasons, to understand more about the reasons and the depth of the mitzvah. you might say, next paragraph. This is new. It's novel. This is not true. karim mefurish zayis b'shulchan aruch arachayim b'roiv ha-mitzvahs ha-nizkarim sham. In arachayim, you find this with many of the mitzvahs that I mentioned there. Kemaila, for instance, b'tvilin. Shemavoy sham says in shulchan aruch, she'yichavein ba'anachosam, that a person is obligated to keep in mind when we put them on. That Hashem commanded us to put on these four chapters that have in it the unity of His name. And the Exodus from Egypt. And then we go further. That's not enough. So that we will remember the miracles and the wonders that He did. So that V'yishabed continues the Shulchan Aruch. V'yishabed l'Kadosh Baruch Hu haneshama shuv b'mayach, to see to it, to make beholden the neshama which is in our mind. V'gam alev shuv ikra tayves v'machshavus, where that's the source of all of our desires. U'bezayiz kalabayir v'yamit hanoisav, we should remember the Creator and reduce our own pleasures. That's not from the Zayir. That's in Shulchan Aruch. V'chein b'mitzvah tzitzis. Let's go to another mitzvah in Shulchan Aruch. Kosev sham v'zeh l'shaynoi v'yichavein, a person should have in mind b'yisatvoi, when we put on tzitzis, shetzivonu HaKadosh Baruch Hu li'yisatv, whether Hashem commanded us to wrap ourselves in it, k'dei sh'nizka kol mitzvah l'asoysav, so that we'll remember all of His mitzvahs to do them. Not only the beginning does he write this, but at the end of Hilchos Tzitzis, he recoups again and says again another reason for the mitzvah of Tzitzis. So what do you see? Amen. Where does this come from? Since a chiddush, he's saying, where does the Shulchan Aruch get this from? That he should paskin lahalacha, that there's a requirement for a person to have in mind something more than I'm doing the mitzvah, because God commanded me to do the mitzvah. Where does he get this from? Zok Deber Maim Chaim. Vanire, it seems to me, Shalom Duzeh Mi Gemara Seinu Bizvachim Shav. This same Gemara that we referred to above. Shalomru L'Shem Shisha Dvarim HaZevach Nizbach. It says over there that for six reasons we bring a carbon. L'Shem Zevach, L'Shem Hashem, L'Shem Reach, L'shem Nichoyach. V'am Rasham, L'shem Reach. What does that mean? La'fuki avarim shetzolam v'helan d'loy v'chulu. What's that one? Surreal, what's that one? La'fuki avarim.
You're not allowed to roast them on your barbecue and then put them on them as bath. Put them up there raw.
Okay.
Shetzolam v'helan. You can't do that. That's not called.
You can't pre-roast.
Right.
L'shem Hashem. What's that one? L'shem Yisham Avayoylam. That's obvious. You got to do it for the sake of He who spoke and the world came into existence. What's L'shem Nichoyach? L'shem Hanachas Ruach L'Hashem. So he says, ask the Baruch Chaim the obvious question. L'shem Hashem, L'shem Nichoyach, Tavrechad Mamashu. What's the difference between these two things? One of them is for the sake of Hashem, and the next one is for the Nachas Ruach, for the pleasure we're giving to Hashem. It's the same thing. Why does the Gemara separate them into two things? Give your brother a copy there, please.
No, a copy.
However, kihu dvareinu zok dever ma'im chayim, this is exactly what I've been trying to tell you. Sheshnei kavonis, he says, I'm bringing you a raya from a Gemara, that there are two separate intents that a person needs to have when we practice Judaism. Basias hamitzvahs, when we do mitzvahs. Achas, the first one is sheyichavein lotzis basias zu mitzvahs Hashem shetziva mitzvahs aseizu. Simple. I am here to do what Hashem told me to do. I am fulfilling the command. I'm a Jew. I listen to orders. Vehashenis. But that's not adequate. The second one is L'chaven in Yono, we are called upon to have in mind the concepts, v'tam, and the reasons, hapnimius, the inner reasons, shabbat, that are contained in each mitzvah, Shehu ke'en lishma u'lishem gerish hanizke b'mitzvah get isha. This corresponds to what he was discussing early in the tshuva, that when one gives a get, it's lishma, it's for her sake and for the sake of gerishin. The same thing as by tzitzis and tefillin. It's not enough to have in mind of putting on the tefillin to fulfill the mitzvah of Hashem. It requires us to ponder deeper. There are four parashiyos. They speak about Yichud Shemoy. They speak about Yitzias Mitzrayim. They teach us how to control our minds and our desires. V'zeh Amram. That's what the Gemara is telling us. L'shem Hashem is one thing. L'shem Nechayach is another. L'shem Hashem means L'shem Misha Amar V'Hayo Olam. For the sake of he who spoke and the world came into existence. Kolaymer lechaven, that's to have in mind. Lekayim bezem mitzvah Hashem shetzivanu bezem mitzvah Hashem. That is the command to fulfill a positive mitzvah. Period. However, beyond that, there is l'shem nechayach. What does that mean? L'shem hanachas ruach l'Hashem. There's an additional pleasure aspect that we're able to bring to Hashem. Kolaymer. L'chaven inyan ha-mitzvah v'tayma, to have in mind the reasons for the mitzvahs. B'mesha bachar HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'zeh. Why did Hashem choose this particular act? V'tzivo yisadu akach. Why did he tell us to do it this way? There's a deeper reason. There's something else going on here. V'zeh uvu anachas ruach l'Hashem. That is an additional pleasure that a Jew is able to give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu al he commands us about this thing. Look at these strong words. And understand this well. This is really where it's at. In my humble opinion, he says. He brings a raya from a Gemara that wherever we're able to delve into deeper meanings to mitzvahs, that we have to do whatever we can do to get deeper and deeper into the reasons of the mitzvahs. Simen hei. Ve'olam. However, teida, you must know, shadavar zeh ein aroich elo. You got to understand that God willing, for as long as we live, this is an unlimited avodah. V'chol adam l'fi mashahu. Each person, where we're at, is b'inanoi b'pnimius in yonei b'tamei ha-mitzvahs. When we contemplate the inner purpose, the reason for the mitzvahs, al pi ha-Torah she-yeru ha-mamore chazal, based upon the Torah, that all the Mamore Chazal point to b'chol mitzvah, mitzvah about each and every mitzvah. Im libay nochein bezel Hashem. If our hearts are in the right place, shemechaven b'libe be'emes ad mokem shiyodem egaz, and we try doing at each stage in life to the extent possible. V'nav sheyidaz ma'id. But we better know, she'im kol zeh, despite all of our efforts, we need to know that as much and as hard as we will try, we haven't scratched the surface of what Hashem's real reasons are. Es mitzvazu aleinu. Ki ad ein shiyev ein sefer, because they're obviously infinite. We do the best we can do, but we should not delude ourselves into thinking that we've arrived, we've attained the real reason that Hashem is telling us. So it's a double-edged sword. We're not allowed to think that we know it, we know the reason. But we also have to know that what we reason is true. So we don't get the whole picture, but the part of the picture that we got is one of the reasons that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave over to Moshe Rabbeinu. So just because we don't know it all, just because we don't understand trigonometry, doesn't mean that 1 plus 1 doesn't equal 2. Okay? What we get is what we got. We don't know it all. We do as much as we can attain. This is such a magnificent statement. As long as we're doing the best we can do, this will be accepted and important before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's as if we were mechaven all the kavanas that the greatest mikubalim were mechaven. As long as we did our best at the stage we're in life, HaKadosh Baruch Hu considers it as if we did it all. This mitzvah is received and is sweet before Hashem. It all is about, are we honestly doing our best? That's the shaila. Sorry about this. This is what the Gemara says when it says we're doing it for the purpose of a nachas ruach l'Hashem. That is to say, what is the way to do a mitzvah that it's going to be pleasant kaviyochel to Hashem? We do it to the degree, the best that we know, v'hamayser, and all the rest that we can't possibly grasp because it's infinite. Soymech atzmai, we rely on the fact bechalal sheyase bezeh kolenach asruach lefonav yisbarach asher b'mitzvah zu, that all of the pleasure that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can receive through this mitzvah, mash yev shalei la'asig v'leid, that we can't grasp, that we can't know. And for that sake, in that, with that in mind, the person does his job. The same applies to all other mitzvahs. We put forth the best we can do, and the rest is filled in by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So now, he dips into kind of the theme that we've been talking about over the past week. Now that I've proved to you, don't sell me any of this stuff that we just do the mitzvah as Hashem commanded, but that there's an obligation for a person to do his best to delve into getting a geshmak in understanding reasons and getting into it. It's a game changer, guys. This means it's not enough just to do, but then it requires research. Before we do a mitzvah, we have an obligation to think about why we're doing it and what its purpose is. And that's not just a nice thing. He's saying, he's proving from the Gemara that the Gemara is saying that that's a chiyuv. Okay? Now, hine, lama nichad melekeni yizbaruch shamay yiz kol ha-gedula v'akovid v'atev v'sha'asalonu b'rev rachma v'chasadav. Now we can understand how we can appreciate that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu did, the immense favor that he did, and he illuminated our eyes with this Torah, the Torah of truth, and he gave over to us the secrets of his treasures and the precious stones. The precious, sweet, beloved yearning of the secrets of Torah through the Tana, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai in the Zohar, for the gates of heaven were open to him. Honestly, there was no secret that escaped him. And he opened up for us the secret lights, the light of the 7 days of creation, which is concealed in his Torah. See, he's appreciating here the gift of the Zohar HaKadosh that contains in it the secrets and the reasons for the mitzvahs. And then after him, he borrows exactly the words of Reb Chaim Vital. who says a heavenly being came down from heaven. His teacher, the great Ari Ashagila Metzpune Achokmar, who revealed the secrets of Torah Lefar Shalavar, Divrei Haziv HaZayar Kodesh. He explains and elaborates on the words of the Zayar Kasha Nimsa Loim Ipumed Eliozal, as was transmitted to him by Eliyahu HaNavi. So he's attributing the work to the Arizal, to that which you learned from Eliyahu HaNavi. Dein Gal Yerazia, this revealed secrets. Toiras emes hoisev of you, the Torah of truth was in his mouth. Alamdas b'nei Yisrael, and he taught it to Klal Yisrael. Ve'ayod enig the kavanas tamei ha-mitzvahs, and through the Arizal especially, he has svarim written on the reasons for the mitzvahs, the soides ha-tfila, and the secrets of davening. Tamei Torah ha-nimsa b'kabbalah, and the secrets, the taste, the reasons of Torah that were given, b'kabbalah ish mipiish ad Meish Rabbeinu till Meish Rabbeinu. Now, v'yachrei sheyedanu, now that we know, k'yuchiyuv gadol davka, that there's an actual obligation, l'chaven b'kavanas tam ha-mitzvahs, to have in mind the reason for mitzvahs, al kaponim l'fi pshut, and at least on the simplest of levels, is v'loma le'nimsa nafshenu v'ruchenu v'nishmesenu, why would we not give ourselves over in total, lases nachas ruach liberenu yizbarach shamay, to give, if we can give, as the Gemara says, to give pleasure to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'yidoresh nidosh tamei ha'emes, by delving into the reasons of truth, Hashabbat Torah, Mitzvahs, Vatvila, that are in Torah and Mitzvahs and Davening, Shutaychen, Pnim Yusam, which is their essence, their inner meaning. Kashin is Bavidibiatana, the Kirib Shimim, Yachan, Niska Bezoya, Kotribitikunim, as is explained explicitly in the Zoya and the Tikunim, Obedivim Ran Arizal, Bechiburav. Now, so he's saying, if that's the case, we have an obligation to research the Zohar, the Kizvi Ari, to know whatever we can know from the reasons of the mitzvahs. Now, v'im amnam, even though it's true, shezeh baruch v'tzol, it's absolutely clear, shegam ha-kavonai shal pipshutan teres emes, and that these reasons, even on the simplest level, are true, ve'elu ve'elu divrei the kimchaim, and there'll be many different reasons. V'kulam mikel echad neitnu, they're all given from one God. That they are all perfect, they're all one. We call Markum Ainadema Imid Behekla Melach. So what he's saying here is like this. Somebody's gonna argue, what business do I have to go learn a Zayir and a Kisvi Ari if I can learn a simple reason? So I got my reason already. So what do I have to go and research it any further? I have a reason. You tell me I have an obligation to get a reason. So I'll get a reason. Why do I have any obligation to go and delve further into it? See, he says, how can you compare a person who's standing in the inner chamber of the king to somebody who's standing out in the courtyard? Even though you could argue, it's all the kings. He says, yeah, it's true. That too is a reason. You could wave to the king from a mile away, or you could be standing in front of him. So which one do you want to do? They're both true. It's both the king. But how could you compare? The Alkain. Therefore, we need to spend time searching for the truth. Ulechaven et have in mind, bekavonas ha-toyrav ha-mitzvahs va-tvila be-emes v'b'leiv ha-sholem, to have thoughts in our mitzvah performance with truth, with a whole heart, will be ahava v'yira v'eima gedayla, with love, with fear, with trembling, k'chayla sheyuchal lahasig v'leida ma'er p'nim esayim, to whatever degree we have the ability to grasp and to know of the truth, of the illumination, of their inner true meaning. Again, not our own creations, but al pi divrei Tana l'kari Rashbizal v'chiburim aron Arizal, based upon the works of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai in the Zohar, and the works of the Arizal. Yosef Eimitz Tar Yadayim, we need to put forth whatever strength we can. Yishlach Yodai V'lokach Gam Eitzachayim, we need to send forth our hands to take from the tree of life. V'yirna Beruchai Pishnayim, we should grab hold of both of these, the Zohar and the Ari. L'yachid HaKavono Shal Pi HaPshat Im Kavonas HaSoid, to unify the simple reasons with the secret reason, to make them one. Notice he's watching carefully. He's writing to the Nadav Yehuda, so he doesn't mention, as we learned last week, the Rabazical, the Chayva adds to the Zohar and to the Ari, he adds the Balshem HaKodesh. So he's writing to the Nadav Yehuda, he doesn't want to start up with the third one, so he stops by the Arizal, because he doesn't want to antagonize him. But v'ha'ikar b'libay, the main arena is in one's heart. L'chaven es libay l'keil ha'miyuchad b'shnei ha'kavonim, to focus our hearts to the God who is able to bring together both of these reasons, meaning the pshat and the soid, that they should illuminate in heaven, to unify unifications above that are awesome and holy and exalted. Towards what end? We have to always keep in mind, it's not about us. It's not about us becoming mikubalim. It's not about us and being the best lulav shaker in town. It's about giving the Borei Olam the greatest amount of nachas ruach. This becomes a very, very challenging issue because people get lost in their own pursuit of brilliance and we forget about the Borei Olam. Because it's all about his goodness. May he receive all of our performances before him, as if we had in mind all the appropriate thoughts that they are joined above. And then if we do that, then one can eat and kaviyachal live forever. Now, Simon Vav. By the way, the in his Sefer Sidur Shel Shabbos, so it's the fundamental book on each moment of Shabbos, what each time of Shabbos is supposed to see. He says, I don't want anybody to dismiss my Sefer based upon the fact that I'm just a fluffy Kabbalist and I don't have a handle in Nigla. So he prints a tshuva at the beginning, a very lumdish tshuva, so people will take serious his sefer on Shabbos. He shows here as well, his Talmudic erudition. It's not just his here in this tshuva. He really combines both. Now, what the Nadav Yehuda writes, I'm going to learn a Kal V'chomer. In B'Kodshim, Avshavad, Mitzvah, Shias, B'Ferish, L'Shma. In B'Kodshim, where there is a clear mitzvah that the person has to do it for the right intent, like we just learned that there are six intents that a person has to have when he brings a carbon. And I feel hachi. I don't know what this is.
Asnu bezn
made a condition. Deloy lema lishmai, that a person should not say that word. Why? Dilma asi lemeva, lest the person make an error and say shalay lishmai. So we're better off not getting involved in it at all, and to rely on the Tanai Bezdin, that Bezdin made a condition that we assume that it's all done for the right sake. It goes so far as not only should a person not verbalize it, but he shouldn't even think it. Even though it's a very far-fetched worry, that a person should make such a mistake. So he says, Kalvachayim, says the Neid of Yehuda, that there are many ways to make errors, and how many people can goof up with these Kabbalistic things. Says the Neid of Yehuda, don't get into the Kavanas at all, because you can do far more damage than you can do good. Says the Ber Maim Chaim, in Ani Toma, I wonder, Peh Kodesh, Yoyim Adom Azeh, a holy mouth should say this. Even though your eyes are gazed, he was able to review all of Shas. He saw everything, the Lady Yehuda. But he didn't know the memento, the real Tosis, Bim Kamen. He missed the Tosis right there on the spot. By Gittin it says they don't say it was written in front of me the Shema, the Mount Davar, Mishum Dei Mekiyah the Shema, because we don't know exactly what that means. Mishum Dei Mavshelo the Dibura also the Migzeh, if he adds too many words, he's going to come to take away. Well, they have a Matzah the Meim, a Dibah also the Meim, a Shalei the Shema. The problem, the question there is a different question. It's not that he's going to say Shaloi Lishma. Says Taisvis, Mishum Demiu Shoite Kolkach, which idiot would be so stupid? Shanois and Getli Isha Zeshinichtiv Lishma, Vuaymisha Lishamachers Nichtiv, which person would go through the whole process of writing a Get Lishma and then would say that he wrote it for somebody else? Avalodam Ashaykhit Karban, but a person who's slaughtering a carbon, Pomim Shatayat, he could make a mistake, Mesavashu Karban Acha. The base of English is a very busy place. There's a chatas, there's an oil, there's an oshem. It's very easy to make the mistake by karbanas. So too, the fellow who's receiving the blood can make an easy mistake that he's doing it for a different karban. The kahanim were very busy with many karbanas. It's very easy to make a mistake. So he says, it should come out obvious. We're not worried about idiots. When it comes to tefillah, somebody's going to go have in mind a bad thought? What is he going to go? To pray to a pagan god? Is that what we're afraid of? When are we worried? We're worried by karbonis. If there's an osham and a chatas, he might make a mistake and go from one mitzvah to the next. That's a valid fear. Instead, it might be a different mitzvah. That applies on the bekotchim. Shazar and Malaya be karbonis. The Azar was full of sacrifices. Tzayin, a buck on the rife. There's, you get inside, the place was a zoo. Mishunim, kolachad, echad, mishman. They had different names, different karbonis. But there's, the whole place was full of animals with them. There was a racket with all kinds of animals coming and going. Loyal, alachat, the slashim, and the shlamim. Lirayv, kibay, bichar, masu, kibay. But there's so many things that a person can make an error with. Ulu, kolachad, echad, balim, yukhodim, and on top of that, each one of them has their own owner. Mishon, bikal, yokhalat, toyolitais. There would be very easy for a person to make a mistake. Bizayv, chayas, hazevach, l'shem, zevach, acher. That he did it for the intent of this carbon, or really it was another one. Can't hit to say his eye made an error. Be yois the fun of minim minumim, because there's so many different species there. Be'ez eye to shiren alzev alzev, befrat b'shem abaylim, especially. He has to have in mind not only the right animal for the right carbon, but for the right guy. Shemeneko rab yacholitas lizbe shazeo shayach. Okay, you get the idea. Okay? All right. Next, he's still in the lum this year. Let's skip this. He gets back into the leash. The lum this of it. Do 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 do. Now. Al Kapanu, go to the last paragraph before Simon Zion. Al Kapanu, I'm Shin Sadiqe. What The bottom line is, because I intend in the maid that comes out of here, shigam bekodshim atzmam, that even by kodshim itself, chiv gold of a noira hayim b'mai, there was a huge, awesome obligation. Lechavin kola kavanas atzich and lechavin to have in mind all the intents that one must have in mind. Ula amra medibra piv, and to verbally say them mefurish over las yos before the kohen did it. Rak mipnei hechrich. Asked no Bezdin al adibur there. Bezdin made a condition of, about the speech. Deloy lema lishmai, that he shouldn't verbalize it. Why? Why by kodshim did they do that? Meaning, really, by every mitzvah there needs to be. He's proving one thing. He's proving that the verbal obligation was a huge obligation. There, by kodshim, avur lefish reiv avay the shayisham shayim menachem lefnei and parim veelim ksos mahaber miayit, because there were cows and there were rams and there were sheep and there was all different kinds of species. V'chol echad uzevach acher, and each one was for a different carbon of shabbat the machirim. Okay, kashiyit and diet the loy by kodesh avedos yezadavas. So there, if he was going to, God forbid, verbalize something by mistake, is yotzim and diet the b'teich kach birin devar zevach ubalav yitam. Maybe there, it could come easily to an error. But but when it comes to the intent that we need to have for other tefillah and other mitzvahs, he's picking up his bowl of an esrog. What's he going to say? And he's going to bite into his esrog. What are we afraid of? Of course a person's obligated to do whatever he can do to focus the best he can, and to verbalize it. You got all these people that walk into shul and throw on the talis and say the bracha right away without taking the time to verbalize the hinanimuch, and they're making a mistake. He's proving here from the Gemara that there's a mitzvah to verbalize it. To say, you don't want to say the words of Shem Yichud, don't say the words of Shem Yichud. But the Hinani Mukhan Mzim, the Kai Mitzvah Sasei, he's proving here from a Gemara that in the case of Kodshim, where there's a chshash that you're going to mix it up, you're going to say the wrong thing, don't say it. But in every other situation, one is obligated to verbalize that I'm about to perform a mitzvah. Kamei B'Kodshim. Shachiyu ben hakavanah dibur. There, the obligation is the intent and the speech. B'chol hashisha dvarim lulei atanai, were not for the tanai of Beis Din. Ubahem, and by all the other mitzvahs, kol atanai b'teilim kasha b'yana. There is no tanai. Ubahemesh le'ayamayah shum tanai b'em kistam olav l'shman amdim. Okay. A person who does other mitzvahs without intent, he's done nothing. A person needs to go back and do them with the correct kavana. All right, I think we'll pause here.
We pause anyway?
Of course. Who is we?
He's not saying
in obligation. This is not. He's not telling us to go back. First of all, the mitzvahs you're not allowed to go back and do again. All right, we're going to continue this Amir Tashem next week over the telephone. So I will record it, but this is so rich, and his writing, you know, it's so interesting to see in the history of the various Svarim, the people that had a pen to write, to express themselves well. The Abderuf said about, he was a mechitten with the Ber Maim Chaim. Their children got divorced, actually. But he said about him, why was he so stingy with his words? He wrote so beautifully that it was just a shame that he didn't continue, share more. All right, so we'll take it up from Simon Vav, Simon Zayin. Amen. It was about